Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Wednesday, October 8, 2014. Israeli troops attacked Palestinian worshippers in Jerusalem and tried to kidnap a Palestinian lawmaker from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. In Jerusalem on Wednesday, Palestinian medical sources have reported that dozens of residents have been wounded when Israeli soldiers and settlers invaded the yards of Al-Aqsa Mosque and attacked dozens of worshippers. The sources said that the soldiers threw gas bombs, concussion grenades and rubber-coated metal bullets at the Palestinians in the yards of the mosque and even into the interior of Al-Qibli Mosque. The attack took place after dozens of Israelis tried to invade the mosque while marking the Sukkot feast. Elsewhere, several armored Israeli military jeeps invaded on Wednesday at dawn the northern West Bank city of Nablus in an attempt to kidnap an elderly Palestinian legislator, clashing with dozens of local youth and causing scores of injuries. Eyewitnesses said that soldiers invaded the city through Asira Road, heading towards the Al-Ain refugee camp, before breaking into the home of legislator Ahmed Al-Hajj Ali, 75 years of age, in an attempt to kidnap him. He was not at home. Later, troops clashed with local youth. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In other news, several Israeli military jeeps invaded the Wadi An-Nis area south of the West Bank city of Bethlehem. Soldiers handed 9 families military orders to demolish their under-construction homes under the pretext of being built without construction permits from the Israeli military. Head of the Wadi An-Nis village council, Yusuf Abu Hamad, said that dozens of soldiers invaded the village and handed the warrants to the families, informing them that they have 45 days to file official appeals with the Israeli Supreme Court. Abu Hamad added that similar orders were handed to families from the village last week. Israel largely denies construction permits to Palestinian families in their own lands in Area C, approximately 61% of the West Bank, under full Israeli military and security control. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, October 7th, 2014, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.